just to let people know, with regards to Peter, that John doesn't qualify. John is not a rich man, obviously. John does not also qualify for legal aid, and Peter has been doing this legal work 5 months of trial, and the first time, and now up to, I guess, 3 or 4 months of the trial this time, completely for free, and he has a family and things to pay for himself. That's part of the reason why we're having this night, to raise money for John's defense so that things can go smoothly. So I would ask people, please, to, if you haven't bought a t-shirt, please buy a t-shirt, make a donation, or just thank Peter for doing all the hard work because he deserves it.
Thank you all very much. It was said that we should all support OCAF's work in one way or another, and the way I've been privileged to do it is by assisting legally, and I do very much appreciate your support and your thanks. Thank you very much.
So the way the evening was going to play out was that we were going to have a video. I think we should still play the video, but before we do so, I think it would be nice, I don't know, I'll invite John, if you want to say something from where you are. I know. From your Peterson days, I'm sure you must be used to yelling from the back of the room, so. All right, make your way. In a disciplined fashion.
I'd like a couple of very simple and fairly obvious observations about the way things are proceeding at the moment. In the last trial, the Speaker of the Legislature intervened through legal counsel to argue, and argue successfully, that no jury can consider the possibility that the Speaker is fallible. No jury can consider the possibility that the decisions of the Speaker's office and his staff, including the legislative security forces, could have in some way have contributed to the day, because that would, in the legalese kind of expression they use, chill the capacity of the Speaker to exercise his parliamentary privilege. Now, I'm very sorry to speak to peers, but a few people in the jury room, in a legal situation where they can never reveal what they said, might possibly have considered the fact that the Speaker screwed up here and there, and that the Speaker is such a sensitive individual that this could actually devastate his capacity to enforce democracy in this province. That's a terrible thing. But I do believe there's something more serious and fundamental about what we're facing, and that is an attempt to chill resistance and the capacity to organise dissent in the province of Ontario, and that's what this trial has been about all along. That's what the last trial was about. That's what the arrests of dozens of people after June 15th was about. It was about intimidation and silencing. Now, we go to trial again. We have said, we say very clearly, that it is enormously serious situation to have these kinds of public order provisions of the criminal code that Brian referred to rediscovered in the present era and used against us. If it is possible for them to get convictions, yes, that will have a very, very serious impact in terms of civil liberties, in terms of the right to dissent. If people, on the basis of speeches they make at the legislature, can be sent to the federal penitentiary, that's a fairly serious change in the political situation. And we do ask people to turn out and to try to get the Attorney General to drop the charges. We do ask people to support us in intimidating and in silencing. Now, I would like to submit some evidence, the evidence of the Pope Squad. I'd like to submit the evidence of the Yorkville Feast and March for Homeless People that we just organised. I'd like to submit the upcoming November 8th takeover of More Housing in Toronto. In my respect, attempt to silence us and intimidate us has failed already. Some noble hero, the thought of going to jail for an extended period of time is a daunting personal situation. I grant you. But at the same time, I want to make clear that in the final analysis, this is about winning a political victory. And the most complete and total victory is going to be a legal victory. But in the end, what it comes down to is this, is at the end of the day, when the dust clears on this trial, whatever the result, they have to say to themselves, they must be made to say to themselves, that this was a terrible mistake. Because people rallied, the thing took place in a climate of denunciation, because there was a sense that this was wrong, and the very movement that we tried to crush with this has become stronger as a result. Now, I don't want to go to jail, but I'll make this clear. Whether it's from a jail cell or whether it's on the streets, this fight is going to continue. They are not going to let people die on the streets of Ontario and Toronto without a fight back continuing. And the fight will get stronger one way or another. We are going to continue to fight to win. Thank you. All right.
Thank our speakers once more this evening. They did a great job of some of my favorite people in the world, so thanks for coming up speaking. And I believe that, Gitan, do you want to introduce this movie? We are going to show a video. I believe the bar is open. I think people can feel free to sit and watch the video if you want. Produced by Judy Kosh. I hear it's a great movie. I haven't seen it yet. And if people want to sit.